Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Chamber Connect, a podcast created to highlight the special members in our chamber who really make our chamber one of the most successful chambers in the state of Florida. I'm your host, Kimball Stadler, and today's guest we have Kim Cadell, who is our newest chamber chair of the Ambassador Committee. Kim is a successful businesswoman in the South Florida market of Coral Springs and Parkland, and shall I say, stays very busy with her sports and activity directory, which is a fabulous resource for all students and parents in our area. So, Kim Cadell, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Oh, we're thrilled to have you, and thanks once again for chairing the Ambassadors. It's quite the big feat. So tell everyone a little bit about you. How did you come about us from the chamber, and what brought you to the chamber? Why so important to network?
Well, it is extremely important, and I've lived in South Florida almost my whole life, and I am married with two beautiful children, and I have been in marketing and advertising for about 18 years, and I have always found the chamber to be an excellent resource, and it's just a really great way to do business. The Coral Springs Chamber is the best of all the chambers where I have really made my home. And now my business is in Coral Springs and Parkland, and I am so thrilled to really be an active member of the community and work in the community that I love.
Well, you have, I think, one of the most interesting, shall I say, networking at its perfection. Tell everyone that's listening how you got where you're at right now with the Sports and Activity Directory as a result of networking.
Well, thank you for asking that, Kimball. It is such an story, and it really has such an incredible chamber tie. I have been in marketing and advertising and always in sales and used the chamber as a resource. I've been an ambassador at the chamber for almost 10 years. So when I was transitioning and looking for a new business, the chamber was the place that I targeted where I would just open my eyes to see what else was out there. And in a leads group and at a chamber meeting, I met the former publisher of the Sports and Activities Directory. And after working for somebody for so many years, I wanted my own business. And after being in sales and marketing and advertising and the local publications for all those years and had publishing experience, I really wanted to become a publisher. And this just fell right into my lap and would never have done so had I not been at a chamber meeting. And 2 years later, I am a successful business owner myself and the publisher of the Sports and Activities Directory, which really is my passion, is sports and education and kids and the local community, and that's exactly what the magazine does. And it truly, truly is due to the chamber. So my goal is to give it all back in every way possible. And that kind of has led me into some of the new roles that we're talking about today.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the roles. Not only are you heading up the ambassador, but you also have a few positions within the chamber as well.
Yes, yes. I'm very excited and honored to be a part of the leadership and the board of directors of this chamber. It is a group of exceptional business people who are real doers, and that's what makes our chamber so great. So in addition to the board of directors, which I have been on for a year now and will be starting my second term in October, we have learned so much and grown so much, and it's just great to see. I am also very involved because of my business. With the Sports and Activities Directory, we feed directly into the elementary schools. So that's a very big part of my business as well. And thankfully, our chamber has a wonderful education committee, which has given me access to really all the people that I need to network with for my business. So selfishly, that committee is really working amazingly, and I'm the vice chair of that committee as well, and that keeps me extremely busy. But again, my goal is to give back, and I must say, out of all of the committees, the ambassador committee is by far the most important in the chamber. And I know all the committees are important, but this is the one that really helps grow the membership and retain the membership. Because without this committee, they are the meeters, they are the greeters, they are the life, the chamber. And being on this committee for 10 years, I have watched people come in and out, but it's those same 20 ambassadors, true ambassadors that I'm just so proud of, that really take care of our chamber and the members. So now I'm so excited that after 9 years with Connie Carber as a wonderful, wonderful chair and mentor, I have become the chair with the support of our board of directors, and we just have so many exciting things planned.
All right, so now we get to, I know we've got about 9 minutes left, believe it or not. So how about giving us maybe two or three initiatives? What can we expect from the Ambassador Committee with you at the helm and guiding us to have even more successful year? Tell us about those initiatives.
Okay, well, we do have some really exciting things coming up, and I think the thing that I'm most excited about, because our ambassadors are such workers, they really deserve recognition. So we're putting together a program called the Ambassador of the Month, and every ambassador will be recognized. They will be recognized through social media and on the website, and we're really going to do our best to promote these ambassadors who work so hard for us. So that's on the good side, you know, of what the ambassadors receive for all their hard work. And in addition, we're going to ask them to really take part in these new initiatives that we are putting forth, including Chamber Cash, which is a great way for us as the chamber to get new members and for our members to earn many perks, free events. You get the Chamber Cash from giving a referral. And it is so easy to refer to this chamber because they will come into this chamber and love it. It is warm and welcoming, and they will get business. So that's
absolutely
the Chamber Cash. The Chamber Cash, I mean, I have personally already brought in 3 members and am in a heated contest with Mariola Barton from TD Bank, who is also bringing in members. And we have earned a lot of Chamber Cash, and it is very exciting. And one way that we are doing that, and we've made it really easy for our ambassadors to help get members, is we've created a card. And basically, it gives, you can give it to a guest for 1 after hours, and they can come, and our chamber staff will know that they are coming and that they were referred by that person, and that will be even easier to earn that Chamber Cash and to give that referral and to bring that new member in. So that's very exciting and a great way to bring new members in. But we can never, ever forget about retention. We must, once we bring these new members in, we want them to feel welcome. We want them to feel included. And sometimes it's not so easy. So really, we need the ambassadors to help. We want to, so our other program that we're bringing is the Buddy Program, where a buddy will be assigned to a new member to kind of invite them to those events, get them coming out to things, make sure they feel included, ask them what they need, how we can help them, because we really feel that in the first 60 days is very important and that the chamber staff alone can't do it all. So we really need to get our ambassadors to be on board and to buddy up and partner with the new people to get them in. And that will only grow the ambassadors group and our chamber. So I'm very excited about all those initiatives. And they really came out of what the ambassadors have already been doing and kind of just made it a little bit more formal so we can, you know, continue to have accountability, et cetera, et cetera. But it's a fun group. We love each other. We support each other. We support each other's businesses. And that's what makes it so great.
I love this buddy program idea because it's, you know, not everyone out there, when they join the chamber, not everyone's an extrovert and not everyone knows everyone in the community. So having the ambassadors truly integrate and have everyone meet and greet, I think it's a great idea.
Thank you. We're very excited about it.
What do you need to, what are the qualifications of an ambassador? What makes a good ambassador in your eyes?
Well, truthfully, you just have to want to participate, want to learn, want to grow, want to meet people, whether, and not with the outward intention of getting business. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. And when you develop those relationships, so the type of ambassador we're looking for is someone who understands that and is going to come into it with, you know, an open mind, you know, willing to really, you know, reach out to new people and bring them into this amazing fold.
I mean, that's great. We have a few minutes left. So here's what I'd really like to do. Since you've helped the Chamber so much, what can we do to help your business grow in Sports and Activity Directory?
Well, in Coral Springs and Parkland, we go directly into the backpacks of the elementary schools. And the way the magazine is supported and the way that I can bring all the editorials is through advertising. And there are just so many businesses that are a great fit for this magazine. Whether you are kid-related, sports-related, or school-related, it doesn't really matter because it goes into the backpacks and into the same homes in Coral Springs and Parkland. So if you're looking to reach anyone in any of the homes in Coral Springs and Parkland, they will get it through the directory. So it's a great resource. It lists every activity, every sport, every sign up for anything you could imagine. It would take 1,000 websites to find all the information that I collect over each quarter. And just please visit my website and my Facebook page and look out for your kids in Coral Springs and Parkland doing great things. I always need photos and great stories, and you can submit them all to me, and I would love to publish everything wonderful about our communities and the kids and the sports and everything that they're doing. And I find a lot of this information myself. I'm always out and about. So if you see me out taking pictures, please come up, introduce yourself, tell me what your kid is doing that's great, and I'm happy to promote it. I just love our community and just thrilled to live, work, and play in the city that I love so much.
I think it's great, and what you're doing with the Chamber is fabulous. Even though you've mentioned the Sports and Activity Directory, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you, Kim?
Well, anyone, I am always available on my cell phone at 954-803-2140. You can reach me by email at kimkadel@gmail.com or stop in and see me at any event. Please come up to me and introduce yourself. Tell me how I can help you. Tell me how I can integrate you into the Chamber, what committee you think you'd be good for, and I want to help you reach your potential in the Chamber as well. So look forward to seeing all of you very soon. It's been such a great conversation. Thank you so much for having me, Kimball.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you again, Kim, and much more success to you, and we can't wait to see what you roll out and how our ambassadors can go out in force and be even more successful in integrating the new members and also the existing members. So thanks again, Kim, and you've been listening to Chamber Connect, and we will see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.
Thank you.